Wednesday morning. It is your local Miskin Radio. It might be a little bit damp and grotty outside. Very blustery today, and it's, to be honest, quite grim and grotty weather. So, what better than something really loud to blast away the cobwebs? And I had a sneak preview of the Dead Bells new EP. Honoured to have a sneak preview of that. And I was listening last night rather loud, and my goodness, did that blow away the cobwebs. If I say beautifully, wonderfully nasty noises, you'll see what I mean in a moment. We are going to play the new single. I think it's a monster of a tune. Massive, massive, massive tune. And it's all linked with the launch of their new EP. The Dead Bells are just about to release their debut single, the one that we're about to play. And it's a single from their debut EP. Not everyone's had a preview of this. Miskin Radio are lucky. So we'll play the single in a moment. But before that, last night I gave Zach Dodd from the Dead Bells a call. And I started off by asking him about the EP and when it's coming out.
It's coming out in April. We're just sort of confirming the date at the moment because we want to do like a release show for it. So we're just talking to the venue about it. But it's going to come out in April. The single is This Machine's Electric. And that's coming out March 4th. And we're doing a show in Deptford at the Bunker Club for that. And we're playing with Morning Birds and a band called The Scarlets. We've brought out a few tracks before. You've played a couple of them. Thanks very much. we wanted to do something that was slightly more organic. So we went to like an all analog studio and just basically recorded these. We've got five tracks. We're not sure if all five are going to go on, but we recorded like all these tracks to tape basically. And it's basically a live recording because all three of us played in a room at the same time. We've never recorded like that before. We've always done it digitally where, you know, the drummer goes first and he plays to a metronome and the bass player goes in and then, you know, do it like that. So it was really cool to sort of like all just be in one room together with all of our gear and to not play to a click track or anything like that and just proper, just go at it sort of thing. So it was really cool.
Did it feel very different recording that way?
Because it did. Like, usually when we sort of like go in and record, it's almost sterile. Do you know what I mean? And I think like that sort of comes across, you know, when you play to a click track and like every beat's perfect and every note is sort of like meticulously produced and this, that and the other, you know, because you're doing it digitally and you're doing it one by one and, you know, you can mess around with things. Like, I think it sounds sterile and it feels sterile and there's like a lot less energy to it. Whereas like with this record, like where we've done it analog, you know, to tape, and it's all real and it's all live. We play at the same time, we're in the same room. It's messier, you know. It's got more energy to it, and it just feels better. Like, I like the feel of it better. I think you can sort of tell that it's not all broken up into sort of like, you know, drums first, then bass, and blah blah blah. You know, we speed up, we slow down, we play soft, we play hard. You know, and the energy comes across, I think.
Well, I'm lucky enough to have had a sneak preview of the title track, This Machine's Electric. It's a massive, massive monster of a track. But can you reveal what else is on the EP? Can you give us a sneak preview? Are you giving anything away at this stage?
Yeah, I mean, like, we're not sure about like the exact track listing because at the moment there's five tracks because we recorded six. I mean, we called it six or seven, but like we sort of decided about a month or two ago that like those other tracks weren't going to be part of it, and we're just sort of like we've got it down to five, and then we're like, should we put that last one on or not? But what's definitely on there is a track called "Live by the Sea," which is basically like a 2.5 minute punk belter. That's a really cool track. I really like the way it's produced as well. And there's a song called "Suffer in the Jet." Which is sort of like, it's, I think that's a very, that personally is my favourite track on the record, just because it's probably the most different from anything else we've done before. you know, like it's very sort of the Stooges or Iggy Pop or sort of like Ziggy Stardust era David Bowie, but like with a bit more grit. And a thing completely different than I'm used to singing sort of on that track. So it's, yeah, and I like the lyrics on that one. Like, oh, that's a cool one. So Stuck on the Jets, that's probably my favourite one. And then we've got another song called You've Got Problems, Son. And those are all the tracks that are definitely on the EP at the moment.
And you'll be playing all of those at the launch on the 4th of March at the Bunker in Deptford.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're going to be playing every single one of those and a few more.
Fantastic. Well, that is going to be a monster of a night. This track is absolutely amazing. It's a massive track, and I think, to be honest, you'd better introduce the title track from the new EP.
Cheers. This is This Machine's Electric by Dead Belt.
The Dead Bells on Miskin Radio.
Miskin Radio Weather Watch.
Well, it's grotty outside, Wednesday the 27th of January, and it's wet and windy, very blustery. There's a southwesterly wind with gusts of up to 40 miles per hour. Currently in Dartford, it's 12 degrees. We might just edge towards a high of 13 today, but then overnight it will start to get cooler and clearer. The cloud and rain begins to clear, and there's even a chance of frost tomorrow morning, but that then leaves a clear day with mostly bright sunshine. Not looking so good for the weekend, though. Friday brings more cloud, then rain for Saturday and Sunday. The sun sets tonight at 20 to 5. It rises tomorrow morning at 7:45. On the river, at Gravesend, low tide was at 9:25. High tide around 3:15 tonight.
The top stories at 12 midday. The Court of Appeal has ruled that the so-called bedroom